None but the hungry heart. 7:29. Handcrafted. Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Psalm 31, verses 14 and 15. The environment necessary for one's growth and the establishment necessary for one's service are both in the hands of one's Creator. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Psalm 78, verse 72. What we have all to do is to walk closely and quietly with the Lord Jesus, and the blessing will come when he has established his work. There is a sifting government of God, as well as a perfect redemption, and he is full of patience. His purpose is glory. His ways are the wilderness. There are various ways in which, as saints, we are tried, but through all circumstances, God is threading our way, occupying himself with us, our particular characters, etc., to instruct and develop us. What we want is to realize that our Father loves us so much that he has taken such pains to make us partakers of his holiness. We are apt not to believe the activity of his love. Some trouble comes on us. Our Father has been watching us individually for weeks, months, years, watching us to bring this trouble which he sees is needed. How varied are the ways in which our Father bringeth down and lifteth up. We have to learn the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in the bright day as well as in the sorrowful day. If he is everything to me in my brightest day, there is no fear, but he will be my chief joy in the day of sorrow. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5, verse 6.